The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
This is the parables continue on from the readings that we had on Saturday, the weeds and the wheat. And the overall theme in these particular parables is one of patience. But I perhaps offer something in addition to patience, right? Because Jesus is confronted with people who, at least supposedly, have zeal for the kingdom of God. They want to see the rule of God, the reign of God, come in their day. And they're asking that question, you know, how could God allow this to go so long? You know, how could he not restore his good order on earth? Where is his justice? Right? Where is his rule? We want to be ruled by God. And Jesus is saying, of course, again, in this the theme of patience, but there's something else here as well. And that is obedience. It's obedience, okay? So, and let me say right away, because as soon as a Catholic priest, I say obedience, people start to think, well, he wants me to do what he wants me to do, okay? That's not true. And it's not even a matter of obedience. And look, these are, especially in this time, very complicated realities. We talk about priests, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, whatever, this whole power structure. And that's what we think of with obedience, okay? And what I'll ask you to do is just put that to the side. Because for the purposes of today, that has nothing to do with what we're going to get up to, okay? So leave that to the side. We're not talking about obedience in any kind of hierarchical structure, although that hierarchical structure is God-given. See, there's already problems. Okay, so let's just shelf it. What I'm talking about when I say obedience is obedience to Jesus. Okay? Obedience to Jesus. And we need to recapture this, especially as Catholics, or we're going to have no way to sort out the hierarchy, the problem of the hierarchy and obedience and the rest. So we need to recapture obedience to Jesus. Okay. What is obedience to Jesus, but a hidden entrusting of myself to God? So we're, our society at least, perhaps not you, but we're all into making comparisons. We look around and we believe that we are rich when we have more than the person standing next to us. Not thinking about the person thousands of miles away, right? That's the way we are. You have that movement, you know, we are the 99%, right? Critical of the 1% of the quote-unquote super rich. And yet every person in America is in the 1%, right? So what is the comparison is all around. Even, and we could take it on that side, we could take it on the other side. I'm poor if I don't have this thing or that thing or the other thing that the person next to me has. Do we do that also with things deeper? I'm happy, or I'm happier than he is. I'm sadder than he. What, you know, what does this have to do with anything? Yeah, but we're always looking around to see, you know, where I line up. And yet, our obedience to Jesus simply puts us at his feet. It puts us at his disposal. It's what is going to center our hearts and our lives on Jesus, without looking around at the rest. Because here, right, these guys, we want the big superstructure where not only God is going to be in charge, but we're going to have some place in that rule and so on and so forth. Like us, we say, you know, I wouldn't mind a cleaning out of the church and getting rid of all this filth and corruption. Yeah, like that's a big thing. It has to happen, but that's a big thing. And here we want to establish this and that. We want big projects. God, give me something to take on. Give me something that I can really sink my teeth into. Give me, you know, I want a big part in your plan. And all that he is asking of us is to be obedient to him. And it might look like nothing to anyone around you. If that's a problem for you, then that's your problem. Right? If God asks you to, hey, you know what? Lay low. We're going to lay low together. Right? Then, and then I have nothing to show for it, God. I have nothing to show for it. Don't you? Right? You're doing what Jesus is asking you to do. And I'm not saying that he's calling us to lay low. I think precisely the opposite. But if we're not obedient to him in ways that we don't like, he's not going to have, rightly so, he should not put confidence in our ability to take on any part of his plan. Because at the end of the day, and this is the point, the kingdom of God is God's. That's the point. The kingdom of God is God's, and you play the role in the kingdom of God that God wants you to play in it, or you don't play any role at all. And the way to play any role, to play the role that God wants you to play, means your full submission to God, your full submission to Christ. Okay? So today, we take on, just like Jesus who died and rose, just like Jesus whose obedience conquered our disobedience, we are obedient to Jesus. We die to ourselves. We're planted in the ground, right? Just as little seeds, we die to ourselves through an act of obedience to God, so as to allow him to do whatever it is he wants to do. Yes, God wants to flourish his kingdom. Yes, God wants you to play a role in the flourishing of his kingdom. We don't know what that role is, except this is what we do know, except that role, we will play that role when we submit ourselves to Jesus, and we cannot play that role any other way.